Okay, let's tee off with a deep dive today. We're looking at a really historic spot in South Africa, Maritzburg Golf Club.
Right. And we're not just scratching the surface. We've got this detailed article, really covers everything, the history, course, facilities, the community feel.
Exactly. So the plan is to pull out the key stuff from this source for you.
Yeah, give you that essential understanding, what's the story, what makes it special. Basically, get you the core knowledge fast.
Think of it as your shortcut to understanding Maritzburg Golf Club. Okay, let's unpack this.
Let's do it.
So, jumping right in, the history is front and center, founded way back in 1905.
Yeah, KwaZulu-Natal. It feels, really baked into South African golf history from the start.
More than just a place to play, right?
Yeah.
The article suggests it became a hub, like
Yeah.
tradition and camaraderie were key.
Absolutely. And it grew fast. Started as just recreational, but quickly became this vibrant center for golfers.
And they had challenges like finances, land.
Oh, yeah. The usual early struggles. But the source points to the members' dedication being, well, crucial in overcoming those things.
And they timed it well, didn't they? Golf was getting popular then.
They certainly did. Rode that early 20th century wave.
What about the original course? The article mentions it used the natural terrain.
Yes, quite cleverly, it seems. Minimal changes. The first nine holes were laid out to be challenging, but also show off the natural beauty.
And that respect for the original design carried through, even with changes later.
That's the sense you get. They kept the historical roots in mind.
Okay, so milestones. What were the big moments?
Well, there was a really transformative renovation mentioned in the 1970s.
Ah, okay. What did that involve?
Adding new holes, bringing in modern features. The article frames it as the moment that really cemented its status as a top club.
And that led to hosting bigger events.
Exactly. Started attracting players nationally, even internationally. It became a recognized venue.
Like hosting the South African Amateur Championship. That must have been huge in the 70s.
A massive deal. Yeah, that really put them on the map, showed they could handle elite competitions.
And it wasn't just about the men's game, was it? There's mention of women's tournaments.
Right, in the 1980s. That's highlighted as a key step towards inclusivity, leading to what sounds like a thriving women's section today.
So adapting over time, embracing tech too,
Yeah.
for course management.
Yeah, things like modern agronomy, eco-friendly practices. It's this blend, isn't it?
What blend is that?
Holding on to the history, that sort of core essence, while still evolving. It feels like a living history.
That makes sense. And a big part of that living history has to be the people, the members.
Definitely. The article really zeroes in on some notable members.
Like who? Any big names?
Well, Ernie Els is mentioned. His early experiences at clubs like Maritzburg apparently had a big impact on him. His journey is seen as, inspirational within the club.
Okay, yeah, huge name in golf. Anyone else?
Bobby Locke. His connection back in the 40s and 50s is cited as giving the club a major profile boost.
Right, another legend. So having figures like that associated, that really elevates a club.
Absolutely. And it underscores the club's role in nurturing talent for South African golf more broadly.
The article mentions local talent specifically.
It does. It talks about how many young players honed their skills there before representing South Africa internationally.
So their stories become part of the club's legacy too.
Exactly. Inspiring current members, reinforcing that tradition of excellence.
Okay, let's shift to the course itself. What's it like to play? The description sounds, well, quite appealing.
Breathtaking views, meticulously kept greens, challenging but rewarding. That's the picture painted. It's designed to make you want to come back.
And the layout, 18 holes.
Yep, 18 distinct holes. Starts fairly gently, apparently, a straightforward par four.
But it gets tougher.
Oh, yeah. Quickly brings in strategic bunkers, water hazards. Precision becomes key pretty fast.
Any specific holes highlighted as particularly tough?
Hole five gets a mention, a par three, but you have to carry water off the tee.
Ah, the classic nerve-wracking shot.
Exactly. Wind club selection suddenly very important. A mistake there is costly.
So it demands thought, not just brute force.
Precisely. And the finish sounds dramatic too. The 18th is a par five. Great views apparently, but a narrow fairway, trees, bunkers. A tough end to the round.
Are there signature holes, ones people talk about?
That hole five, again, it's nicknamed the watering hole. Sounds like a crowd favorite, challenging but scenic.
Okay. Any others?
Hole 12, a par four, playing slightly uphill. The approach shot is highlighted as needing real accuracy because of bunkers and slopes around the green.
So it seems the specific features, the hazards, the slopes, they really dictate how you have to play it.
Absolutely. It's not just about hitting it long. It's about strategy, managing the elements, understanding the course's demands.
And the natural setting plays a role, too. Lush surroundings, wildlife.
Yeah, that's mentioned as enhancing the whole experience, making it feel, you know, quite immersive.
Of course, none of this works without good upkeep. How's the maintenance?
Top priority, according to the source. There's a dedicated team of greenkeepers.
Doing what exactly?
Ensuring smooth greens, lush fairways, well-kept bunkers. They use modern techniques, aeration, top dressing, pest management.
So professional stuff.
Right. And it's focused on sustainability, too, not just immediate playability. They even do off-season work to prep for busy periods.
That consistent quality clearly comes from that dedication.
It seems so. That reputation is built on the course condition.
Okay, moving off the course itself, what about the other facilities? The amenities.
They're described as rounding out the whole experience. The clubhouse is positioned as the social heart of the club.
A place to relax after the round.
Yeah, grab food, a drink, share stories, that kind of hub.
Pro shop, always important.
Yep, well stocked apparently. Latest gear, apparel, knowledgeable staff mentioned too.
And practice facilities, can you work on your game there?
Sounds comprehensive. Driving range, putting greens designed to mimic the course, even bunker areas.
So the whole package.
Yeah.
Course, clubhouse, shop, practice.
Exactly. That combination is what the article suggests makes it a premier destination.
Now, if someone wanted to join, what are the options?
It seems quite flexible. There are different membership types mentioned.
Like what?
Full membership for unlimited golf, naturally. But also flexible options if you play less, junior memberships, and even introductory deals for newcomers.
That introductory option sounds interesting, trying to bring new people in.
Seems like it.
Okay.
A way to make it accessible and encourage participation.
And what do members get beyond just playing?
Discounts in the pro shop, priority booking for tournaments, access to special events, and those regular social gatherings are emphasized for building community.
So it's about more than just the golf itself.
Definitely feels that way. It's fostering that club atmosphere.
Diving deeper into the facilities again, the clubhouse amenities.
Dining is mentioned, using local ingredients, a relaxed atmosphere for those post-round chats. Standard stuff like locker rooms with showers.
And the pro shop is conveniently located there too.
Right. And interestingly, the clubhouse also has event spaces.
For what kind of events?
Weddings, corporate meetings. The views are highlighted as a draw. It positions the club as a venue for the wider community, not just golfers.
And back to the practice areas, they really emphasize how they help you improve.
Yeah, the driving range for long game, putting greens matching the course for short game, bunker areas for tricky lies. It's all there to help members sharpen their skills.
It really reinforces that focus on player development.
It does.
Yeah.
And it circles back to the course itself, that mix of par threes, fours, fives, the strategic hazards. It's all presented as a comprehensive test.
Let's talk about the tournaments and events. Sounds like a busy calendar.
Very vibrant, yeah. Seen as a key way to foster community, sportsmanship, and friendly competition.
Any major annual tournaments?
The Maritzburg Open is mentioned as prestigious, drawing top players nationally. And then the club championships, men's, women's, junior divisions, building that internal camaraderie.
Is it all serious competition?
No, they mentioned fun events, too. Themed tournaments, charity fundraisers, encouraging broader participation and supporting local causes seems important.
And they handle hosting events for others well.
Apparently, yes. Dedicated staff help coordinate weddings, corporate functions, private parties. They offer packages, customization.
Including for golf tournaments specifically.
Yes. Comprehensive packages covering course access, scoring, catering.
What about honoring past winners? Is that part of the culture?
Definitely. They celebrate past champions. Their achievements are recognized. Paul Harris, a former SA amateur champ, gets a specific mention.
And these past champions, they've gone on to success elsewhere.
Many have, yes, nationally and internationally. This brings recognition back to the club and serves as motivation for current members. It's seen as proof of the quality environment.
Okay, what if your game needs work? Do they offer lessons?
Absolutely. A strong commitment to developing golfers at all levels comes through.
With professional instructors.
Yes, a range of pros with different approaches offering personalized guidance, individual lessons focused on swing, putting, course management, building confidence.
Are there structured programs?
Yes, lesson packages for different skill levels, from total beginners focusing on fundamentals, right up to advanced players working on specific areas like short game or mental strategy.
What about younger players? Is there a focus on juniors?
Very much so. Dedicated junior programs aim to engage kids in a fun, supportive way. Regular coaching, friendly competitions, chances to play in local tournaments.
And that emphasizes more than just technique.
Right. Things like sportsmanship, discipline, respect are mentioned as key parts of the junior coaching. It's about developing the whole player and fostering the future of the sport.
Any options for adults who want to learn in groups?
Yes. Adult group clinics are highlighted. A way to improve skills in a more relaxed social setting.
Focusing on specific things.
Like driver accuracy or putting. Instructors lead drills, give feedback. The social side seems a big draw, too, meeting other golfers, enjoying time together.
It all ties back to that strong sense of community, doesn't it?
It really does. That club culture and community spirit are emphasized repeatedly.
How is it described?
Built on inclusivity, support, a shared passion for golf. The aim seems to be a genuinely welcoming environment for everyone.
And the social events are key to that.
Definitely. Themed nights, charity events, the annual club dinner celebrating achievements, but also just informal meetups at the clubhouse. It fosters connections.
Is there a way for members to get more involved?
Volunteering opportunities are mentioned. Helping with tournaments, course maintenance projects, that kind of thing.
Why is that important?
It builds that sense of belonging, of ownership. Members can actively shape the club's direction, maybe mentor juniors, organize events. Collaboration seems key.
And member testimonials are included. What do they say?
They really highlight the friendships, the fun of competition, that feeling of belonging. People describing it as a family really speaks volumes about the culture.
It reinforces that welcoming vibe for all ages and backgrounds.
Exactly. And the sense of community extends outwards too, doesn't it? Through outreach.
Right. Giving back. How do they do that?
Partnerships with schools and local orgs to give underprivileged youth access to golf, teaching teamwork and discipline.
And community events?
Yeah, charity tournaments, fundraisers where members volunteer time and resources. It strengthens ties to the region, promotes responsibility, and helps keep golf accessible.
Okay, let's quickly touch on the pro shop again. Sounds well equipped.
Described as a treasure trove? Wide range of gear, apparel, accessories from top brands, plus their own club-branded stuff. And knowledgeable staff to help.
Anything particularly special about their service?
Custom fitting stands out, using experienced pros to assess your swing and match equipment to you. That can really boost performance and confidence.
Makes sense. And they run promotions.
Yeah. Regular deals, seasonal sales, clearance, member exclusives, even special items through manufacturer partnerships. Keeps things interesting and offers value.
Finally, the article looks beyond the golf club itself. At the local area.
It does. Paints Maritzburg as a good spot for a whole getaway. Mentions diverse dining, nearby casual to fine dining, local South African cuisine.
And places to stay.
Plenty of options close by, from hotels, some with golf packages, to cozy guest houses and B&Bs offering a more local feel. Makes it easy for visitors.
What else is there to do besides golf?
Nature stuff like hiking trails, scenic parks. Cultural options like museums and art galleries, even adventure activities like zip lining or mountain biking. So lots to explore.
And just to confirm, the source material actually includes a FAQ section covering all these points we've discussed.
Yes, it does. Membership, tournaments, facilities, lessons, pro shop, social events, practice areas, event hosting, local amenities, community stuff. It's all addressed there.
And it lists specific upcoming events, too.
Yep. Mentions the UKZN Golf Day on June 13th, 2025, and a Ween Nature Reserve Golf Day fundraiser on June 14th, 2025, both happening at the club.
Okay, so wrapping this up, what's the big picture from this deep dive into Maritzburg Golf Club?
Well, we've traced its rich history from 1905, looked at the strategic beauty of the course, covered the really comprehensive facilities.
Explored that strong community spirit, the coaching, the events, and even touched on what's around the club itself in KwaZulu-Natal.
So you should now have a really solid overview, drawn straight from this detailed source material, a real sense of the experience and opportunities there.
Yeah, it really shows how a golf club can be so much more than just, you know, grass and holes. It's history, it's community, it's a launch pad for exploring.
Absolutely. And it makes you think, doesn't it, about that continuous thread of dedication.
How so?
Well, from those founders back in 1905, figuring out the first nine holes, right through to members volunteering today, it's that commitment over generations that builds not just a golf course, but a truly lasting legacy. Something felt way beyond the fairways themselves.